am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God, not the power of man. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. When you hear those words, you know you're listening to Jesus Made Me Kosher, and we are delighted to be coming to you every day at this same time here on Faith Talk 1500. We're so glad that you're listening in. Rabbi Glenn Harris and Rabbi Lauren Jacobs, part of Congregation Shema Yisrael, we're coming to you live today from the spacious and congenial studios of WLQV, and also live via Skype from the studios of Congregation Shema Yisrael. And Rabbi Lauren, you and I have been chomping at the bit to really be able to address this thing that happened in Atlanta last week.
We have, Rabbi Glenn. You and I are representatives of the Messianic Jewish movement, and something really disgraceful happened last week in Atlanta with Bishop Eddie Long and alleged rabbi, Messianic rabbi, Ralph Messer, and we wanted to address it.
Yeah, I first was made aware of this whole coronation ceremony, as it were, from a fellow evangelical pastor, sent it to me and said, Rabbi Glenn, what do you make of all this? And I saw it, and Rabbi Lauren, I was mortified when I watched this video of this alleged rabbi, Ralph Messer, claiming to represent Israel, claiming to represent Messianic Judaism, claiming to be a representative of the Jews, misuse a Torah in the most egregious way, all in the name of exalting this man who, you know, quite honestly, I don't even think belongs in the pulpit anymore, let alone being exalted and made this king. So I was horrified. I watched this thing. I responded and I told him, okay, here's who this guy Ralph Messer is. This is why we completely consider him disreputable, and we steer people as far away from him as possible.
You know, Rabbi Glenn, there's just a lot of mishigas, a lot of craziness that is out there. And there are people who claim to be involved in the Messianic Jewish movement who really do not represent us and are wreaking havoc. Now, this took place in a very large African-American church in Atlanta, and that's one of the reasons why we need a good ministry like Shalom Ministry, led by Pastor John Denson. And Pastor John's with us today, isn't he?
He is, and Pastor John, we are so glad that you could join us, because we believe you're going to bring a great perspective to all this.
Well, thank you so much. A pleasure to be with you.
Well, Rabbi Lauren, I saw this thing. I was horrified. And I began doing a little researching about all this. Now, you and I have known about the false teachings of Ralph Messer for quite a long time. And the upshot of it is he's made quite a lot of money tickling the ears of a lot of African Americans by telling them they're actually part of the House of Ephraim. They're actually part of the Ten Lost Tribes, and they're really Jews and, you know, people who have no discernment and who delight to have their ears tickled have enriched this man. But in the process of researching it, I found a very interesting brief statement by a pastor who knows Ralph Messer and who had dealings with Ralph Messer and the late Football Hall of Famer Reggie White. And I actually have that here to let people know just how unqualified this man is. He shouldn't even be considered a Messianic Jew, let alone a rabbi.
Well, Rabbi Glenn, let's talk about, you know, what Ralph has been teaching. He's been teaching here in the Metro Detroit area in particular, and he has had open doors to some, significant churches in this area. And Rabbi Ralph, and I really – actually, Glenn, I don't want to call him Rabbi.
Me neither. Just Ralph Messer, or Ralph, let's make a mess of things.
Ralph. What Ralph has been teaching is what's called nowadays the two-house teaching. And that is that God has, you know, the Jewish people, the Jews, but he's got another people, the house of Israel. The audience might know that the nation of Israel was divided right around the reign of King Solomon. There was the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah, primarily 10 tribes to the north and 2 tribes to the south. And this is, you know, part of where we get the 10 lost tribes teaching, although I believe that they were never lost. But what Ralph teaches is what's called the two-house teaching, that the 10 tribes were scattered around the world, the 10 lost tribes. But Ralph has got a new twist, that if you are African-American and you are attracted to the Jewish roots of the Christian faith, then the reason is you must be one of the 10 lost tribes of Israel. So your truest identity is not in Africa. You know, that's not your heritage. You're really Jewish, and you need to start living like a Jewish person.
Well, we're going to be talking in a little while, I think, about the deeper underlying situation, the deeper underlying problem here. And Pastor John and I were talking about this before the show that, you know, part of the problem is we've got our eyes off the Lord. And instead of seeing our identity as rooted in the one who has redeemed us, we start looking at ourselves and it becomes all about us. And it can be sometimes a very subtle kind of a shift. But in case, you know, some of our listeners are wondering, is this guy Ralph Messer, does he really actually know what he's talking about? If you don't mind, Rabbi Lorne, I would like to share this brief thing that just shows how this one man has done great harm and does not have any qualifications at all.
Go for it.
Okay. This is written by a man. I'll just use his first name, Keith. He's actually a United Methodist pastor who is actually well-versed in all the biblical languages. He actually has an organization, the Biblical Foundations Academy. And he writes this: people around the world have been shocked by the messianic, and he puts it in quotes too, rabbi, who crowned Eddie Long king. Newsflash, Ralph Messer has been exploiting African Americans and making a mockery of the Hebrew roots of the faith for years. I first encountered Messer 11 years ago when my friend, the late Football Hall of Famer Reggie White, paid him an inordinate amount of money to learn Hebrew under his tutelage as a quote-unquote rabbi. A year went by, and Reggie never received even a single Hebrew lesson. I decided to confront Messer with Reggie and Pro Bowler Hardy Nickerson as witnesses. In their presence, Rabbi Ralph admitted he had never formally been ordained as a real rabbi. I then challenged Messer to read from my Hebrew Bible, and he responded by making excuses for an hour about why it was dangerous to learn the language. I continue to insist he read from my Bible in Hebrew, and with great effort, Messer managed to slowly sound out the first verse of the Bible, one syllable at a time. It was obvious to everyone present that Messer did not possess the knowledge to read the Hebrew language, let alone to teach it. For the past 10 years, I have seen Messer continue to throw around Hebrew terms he does not fully understand and misuse holy objects such as Torah scrolls to manipulate people and bring them under his authority as a quote-unquote rabbi and a supposed, quote, representative of the Jewish people and the land of Israel, unquote. As a United Methodist pastor who believes in the importance of the Hebrew roots of our faith, I'm deeply offended by what he did this past week at New Birth Missionary Baptist Church. It is my sincere hope and prayer that by speaking out, others will be spared from falling prey to his manipulative practices that offend both Jew and Gentile alike.
Rabbi Glenn, you know, let's talk about what Ralph did with Bishop Eddie Long at that church in Atlanta. He wrapped this pastor in what seems to be a Torah scroll, which is, if you're Jewish, you treat the Torah scroll with such reverence, with such respect. You know, we don't even, you know, try not to touch it with our hands because there's oil in our hands and the Torah is used over, you know, many years. And just the oil, the little amount of oil in your hands, you know, will start getting absorbed into the scroll. So, it's like not even hardly touched with the human hand. And supposedly, Ralph raps Eddie Long, who's at this point got a very questionable ministry. He is one of these prosperity teachers, and there's been very serious allegations of, you know, sexual misconduct with young men. His wife recently divorced him. Ralph rapped Bishop Long in this Torah scroll, and they hoisted him up on some guys and pronounced him, what, king, and that none of the accusations of common people would therefore be able to, you know, bring down the king. Something like that, right?
Yes, that's basically what happened. Exalting him, they lifted him up in a chair, much like, you know, we would lift a bride and a groom up at a wedding, or maybe a young man or young woman at a bar bat mitzvah. They wrapped him in a talit, a prayer shawl, and then he's holding the Torah. In my mind, this is just an abomination. But, you know, one of the things I'd like to do is we've got Pastor John Denson here who knew Reggie White, who knows about Reggie White and his dealings with Ralph Messer. And, you know, folks, for those of you tuning into Jesus Made Me Kosher, you're thinking, wow, this is sure a different kind of a show. We usually are not talking against things. We're usually talking about the things that we really are for. But this is so serious and has so infected the body of Messiah that we really felt constrained to talk about this. Pastor John, talk to us a little bit about some of the history that you have and what you know about the late Reggie White and about how Ralph Messer influenced him.
I think what Ralph has learned to do is tap into the black psychic about identity crisis, particularly within the church. There's something within our psychic that since we came here as slaves, we're looking to who we are, where did we come from? And he's tapped into that in terms of making us Jewish, particularly the church. And quite frankly, a secular black wouldn't be interested in being a Jew or an Arab. But in the church, we look at David and Solomon and Jesus, and if they're black and they're Jewish, that gives us identity and self-worth. So he's learned to tap into that, and he certainly has got prominent people, Reggie White to name one, who really brought that into the forefront. I had the privilege to be in Detroit when he came in, and there was some dialogue, and Rabbi Jacobs, if you would remember, was with me, and there was some dialogue about that. But it's not surprising that he would proclaim Eddie Long as King Jew. The bottom line is money, and Eddie Long is trying to rebuild credibility at all costs, and Ralph is tapping into that. And the interesting thing was the applause that came from his congregation, and it just reminded me what our Lord has said: sheep are gullible and will follow anybody. So I think this is one of your most important programs, and I hope that particularly African-American listeners are listening and responding, because Eddie Long is just the tip of the iceberg, and we need to start naming names of people who are preaching prosperity gospel, embracing another gospel, and proclaiming themselves apostles and prophets and kings, and it wouldn't surprise me that the Messiah would be next.
Oh, man. Well, Rabbi
Lorne. Pastor John, do you remember our breakfast with Reggie White?
I certainly do.
You know, Pastor John and I were invited to a small breakfast with Reggie White. We were in Southfield. This is, I don't know, 10 years ago, 12 years, 15. And we met with Reggie and a few other pastors. And, you know, Reggie, John, I'll never forget it. Reggie is talking to us, and he said, you know, I grew up with the Bible, and, you know, I thought I was a Christian, but the Bible never made sense to me until I understood that I'm Jewish. And then suddenly the Bible came alive, because now I understand that the Bible applies to me, because, you know, the Bible is written, you know, by Jewish people, and it's directed to Jewish people. And I've discovered through Ralph Messer that I am Jewish. And so now I understand, now I, you know, can appreciate the Bible. John, I will never forget that.
I remember your reaction, Rabbi.
You know, because it's so sad. Here you have a wonderful African-American, and his, you know, his identity is being, you know, he's being told that he's Jewish, which, you know, I believe, of course, that, you know, he wasn't Jewish. And he can't appreciate, you know, who he is as an African-American made in the image of God, redeemed by the Son of God. Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places is his. He is complete in Christ. You know, God loves him. He's a beloved son, you know, of God, higher than the angels. None of that, he, you know, was resonating with him. Where he was starting to get his identity is that he's one of the, you know, the 10 lost tribes, and, you know, is Jewish.
Well, yeah, that made Abraham his father. Then he went through the whole process, and it's a sad commentary. But unfortunately, that's being preached in and out of our churches. This is why it's so important what we do at Shema, with you and Rabbi Harris in leading the forefront, getting truth out. It's truth that liberates people. It's truth that frees people. And again, as Rabbi Harris has said, our identity is in our Messiah and who he is, not in my ethnicity. So I would hope that the reaction from the Jewish community, from the Messianic community, from the Christian community, I am so pleased to see them closing ranks on this issue. And maybe God will take this and do more exposure so that this type of nonsense and heresy, I call it, can be exposed and dealt with.
And, you know, it's not as though we're trying to do damage control because we fear that Ralph Messer is going to destroy our credibility in the Jewish community. We have no credibility in the Jewish community. We know that. We get that. We're Jews who believe in Jesus. We're outcasts. We get that. Nevertheless, this man treating the Torah in such a disrespectful manner and teaching people heretical things and false things, we have to make clear he is not one of us. You know, whenever we talk about, for example, Islamic terrorism, why don't the local, you know, Islamic leaders just come out on the radio and denounce it? They should. Well, there's an eerie silence about all that. We are going to be very vocal about the fact that Ralph Messer is not a messianic rabbi. As far as I'm concerned, he doesn't even qualify as a believer based on the falsehoods, the money grubbing, the tickling of the ears. He represents everything that the Apostle Paul warned us about false teachers in the last days. And, you know, Rabbi Lauren, I keep coming back to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. You know, only as the Lord has assigned to each one, as God has called each one, in this manner let him walk. Was any man called when he was already circumcised? He's not to be gotten uncircumcised. Has anyone been called in uncircumcision? In other words, as a Gentile. He's not to be circumcised. And so the whole idea is that he's made us one new man. We don't have to try to become what the other is. He's not made us homogeneous. We're not all the same, but we are all one. And I think we have to get that in our heads, that we're all one in the Lord, Yeshua the Messiah, but that doesn't mean we're all supposed to be the same.
Exactly. And John, you know, to me, this just illustrates the tremendous need for a ministry like your Shalom ministry, which is led by you, an African American. And, you know, one of your passions is to communicate to the African American truth good teaching about the Jewish roots of the Christian faith, not this kind of mishigas, this kind of craziness that is being taught by, you know, people like Ralph.
Absolutely. We're on it. We're already getting inquiries and we're getting the message out. So I appreciate this opportunity to just join with you on this broadcast. But we need to do more shows like this. Churches need to be calling us, coming out, speaking to their congregation, equipping them and preparing them. We're in a battle. Of course, the victory is won, but we need to really be equipping the church to combat heresy.
Agreed. And John, tell us a little bit. There's a very special event coming up, a Shalom Ministry banquet. Would you talk to our listeners about that?
There's a banquet coming up Friday, March 2nd at San Marino Club. Our special guest and keynote speaker is David Brickner, the dynamic David Brickner from Jews for Jesus. It's hosted by Rabbi Lauren, Rabbi Harris, Dr. Bro, and myself, and my lovely wife, Donna. It'll be a lot of Messianic believers there, and hopefully Jewish unbelievers there to who hear a good word. We want to invite people to come out, enjoy a good meal, see what we're all about, and understand why it's so important that not only we get the get the gospel out to the Jewish community, but that we go against the madness, the type of things that we've just witnessed last week by Ralph. And Ralph is, again, he is just the tip of the iceberg. He has affected and put this poison in our community through some of our local churches here. And from what I understand, he left a lot of bad taste in some of the pastors' mouth. So those type of things you'll get to hear over a meal and fellowship. And we certainly want to invite the listeners to come out and especially meet Rabbi Glorn and Rabbi Glenn, myself, and David. Looking forward to it. That's March the 2nd, 6 o'clock, San Marino Club in Troy. And you can register by phone at area code 248-312-8277.
Okay, well, folks, again, we do want to invite you to the Shalom Ministry Banquet. And also, Rabbi Lauren and I would like to let you know that we are having a special lunch for pastors. And if your pastor is someone who really has a heart for the Jewish people and you think would be encouraged to be able to sit down and hear from David Brickner, we're also having a luncheon for pastors on Tuesday, February 28th at the Regency Manor in Southfield. It's going to be at 11:30, and it's free for your pastor. So, folks, if you get a chance, tell your pastor there's an opportunity to learn more about Messianic ministry, about reaching out with the good news to Jewish people, and to hear from Rabbi Lauren and from David Brickner. And you can find out more about that by going to the Shema website. That's SHEMA.com, Shema.com. You can also reach us by phone at area code 248-593-5150. And we're going to give you out that Shalom Ministry website again in just a moment. But Rabbi Lauren, I just wanted to let you know that we are hearing back from our listeners, and it's a very encouraging thing. We got a really lovely note from Jim and Pat that they actually stream it live because they live way up in Midland. They've been listening, and they really appreciate the show. They appreciate the newsletter. And Jim and Pat, we appreciate you listening into the show.
We do. And Rabbi Glenn, I think we should continue this conversation tomorrow. I would like to talk more about the fact that, John, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't Eddie Long one of these prosperity teachers?
Yes, he is.
All right, so he's, you know, he's got this mega church. You know, he's one of the prosperity teachers, which I believe is a completely, you know, corrupted kind of teaching, really perverse, against the Word of God. It's not Christianity. It's not faith. It is, you know, a distortion of Christianity. It's not loyalty and faith. You know, it's about materialism, greed, and worldliness, but disguised with Christian terminology. Rabbi Glenn, I think we should talk more about, you know, the whole money aspect, how when you can't keep yourself in, you know, theological boundaries and monetary boundaries, it just, you know, spills over into theological boundaries. And I think I want to bring up the same issue with T.D. Jakes, that he's probably one of the best-known prosperity teachers, and also there's real problems with him. I'd like us to continue this tomorrow.
I think that's a really great idea, Rabbi Lauren. So, folks, again, we want to thank Pastor John Denson for being here representing Shalom Ministry. And what's the website again?
It's www.shalomministry.com.
ShalomMinistry.com, and you can find us at Shema.com, S-H-E-M-A.com. So from Rabbi Lauren and me and everybody at Shema, we want to thank you for listening. Tune in again tomorrow, and we want to say to everybody, Shalom, Shalom.
Jesus Made Me Kosher is sponsored by Congregation Shema Yisrael, a community of Messianic Jews and kosher-hearted Gentiles who serve the three-in-one God of Israel. You can join us on the web at shema.com. That's S-H-E-M-A.com. If you'd like more information or have questions, you can also reach us by phone at 248-593-5150. That's 248-593-5150. To hear how Jesus can make you kosher, join us every weekday at 3:30 right here on Faith Talk 1500.